K-O-4-Z-W-O. This is K-O-4-U-L-P.
What's up, Alexander?
I just decided to come on the radio after school, and, so where are you based right now?
Simpsonville right now.
What do you happen to be doing in Simpsonville, then?
I'm my grandparents.
So I'm just, trying to get, in my mind, just... If I ever want to, start a club of you some plans together, do you have any more to add to it?
Yeah, I didn't think would want to get his license. He actually told me today that he might want to get his license, so he might be able to join the club as well.
He had to form the club before he could join it, so, we have to figure out, so if we could get at least four, and then my dad is also studying for his radio license, and if your dad has his license, that's four right there that we could start with, but or I was thinking that we could already branch off of an existing club.
I think making our own club would be cooler.
Even if we make our own club, what I was thinking is we could take people with experience, I have a neighbor just down the street who is also a ham operator, and he plays a lot on HF. He really knows how to do that. We could have different people, like him come in and speak and teach us how to do things, so that way we can advance our knowledge of the ham radio.
That'd be cool if we could have people come in and do that. My dad is getting his amateur extra, so he would be a good person to have in the club.
So also we need to find a way to keep the amateur radio world, keep on expanding. If there's, we need to find a way maybe to speak at schools or something, that way maybe do some demonstrations, and hopefully we can get this off the ground.
If you ever find more people, let me know, and because I will be happy to join your club.
So, let me see. Just trying to think of who else I could, get involved. So that'd just be, I really enjoyed that if we could just to get more youth in the hobby. So, just out of curiosity, when is your birthday?
September 29th, 2008.
So, mine is September 12th, so I'm just, a few weeks older then.
Sorry.
It's interesting that both of our birthdays are in September, so, I also was thinking it'd be nice if we could, get together sometime and actually, meet face-to-face, that we could put a face to a call sign.
I would be happy to meet in person, use a phone number, so whenever we're not on the radio, we can still talk.
Have a phone, so therefore I cannot give you a phone number. I have an iPad, but that's linked to my dad's phone, so I really do not have one right now, and I don't know where my dad is, so that way I don't have his phone number memorized, and I don't know if my mom would like it if, I added another person on there. I don't know. Stop to look around if I can get you a phone number that you can contact me by.
So, as soon as you get a number, just tell me and I'll be happy to put it on my phone.
So, by the way of Ham Radio Shack, do you have, a designated spot at your house, where you have, all your radios or not?
Oh, so, not really. I don't have a shack or anything, but I just use our spare bedroom at my house that I use because it gets pretty good area. If I can just rotate the swivel chair and hit different repeaters. But I have, my pencil and pad in there, and soon I'll put the chargers for the radios in there so I can start charging.
Works out well. I'm working in the corner of our upstairs room here, and so it works really well because I have both my antennas out on the roof, so, you know, I don't have to have that much cable to run to them. And but at first I just started out with a some TV trays and, you know, two radios.
Yeah, but, I mean, anything will work. Because right now I'm in my room at my grandparents' house. This is where I've just been talking to everyone because it's a pretty good area. Most people can hear me very well, and I can hear other people very well with minimal static. But this right here is a pretty good area to be.
Signal is coming in strong. You got, you know, some static on there, but other than that, I can understand you fine.
I mean, you got a little bit of static on you, but I mean, I can hear you perfectly fine.
I don't think I have a static on my end because, you know, I'm working off of a 25-watt radio. You know, if you're on HD, then the static might be on your side. I'm not sure.
It could well be that.
So, have you ever played around with any soldering?
I haven't. I've wanted to learn how to weld and solder, but my dad hasn't found a good time to teach me yet.
Well, so does your dad know how to solder then?
To solder and weld.
I know a little bit. So another operator gave me an HF antenna and a voltmeter and a soldering iron. And so, I ordered a soldering kit. So it's supposed to be here on Thursday and I can play around. I had a friend teach me a little bit of soldering. So hopefully I can build the kit properly.
I've been wanting to try to learn how to solder, but like I said, my dad hasn't found a good time to teach me yet.
It's fairly simple, you know, just have to be careful not to touch the tip of the iron, but maybe, you know, we could get together sometime and try a few soldering experiments.
I think it would be really fun to meet in person.
I'm quite catchy there. Your signal got a little bit rough.
I said, like you said, it would be nice to meet in person to actually put a face to that call sign.
So, you know, hopefully I can talk to my dad and you can talk to your, you know, parents and we'll find a way to find a meeting spot or you can come over here. I don't know. Whatever works.
I think my parents will be fine with that, or anything. So, yeah.
Ed will have a problem with it. You know, I've already met a few other operators on the air. You know, two guys actually fly remote control airplanes. You know, they invite me out to the airfield and to watch how they fly. Then, you know, a few others have given me some stuff, and I've met at, and they parking lot or at their house or, you know, wherever, and, you know, they already know operator, you know, prior to before I got my license, and in fact, he's the one that we had a back porch, and he closed it in to make it a schoolroom for our homeschool.
Yeah, when I go home, I'll talk to my dad. Your dad can give my dad the numbers and stuff. They can talk and figure out a day or time that we can meet up.
And then, do you have a phone number that, I could contact you by?
Dude, would you like that?
Yeah, I'm ready to copy.
It is 864-508-6174.
64-508-6174, correct?
I started saying my parents' phone number first, because instead of used to saying it, I've had a lot of, like, for paperwork, I've had to, like, fill out their little area, and, like, their phone number, and gotten so used to putting 6174 at the end.
I'll see if I can find a good time with my dad, you know, I can reach out to you, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, actually meet, and that would be maybe a start of a club.
So I assume you would be the, owner of the club, so do you have any other people that you want to have in the club?
Well, I want everybody who can, you know, who's a youth and who can be able to get their license to come in into the club. So, you know, as I said, I have a friend that she's studying for her license, and if she falls through, you know, I'd like her to come and join them. But, yeah, then hopefully I can convince my brother. So, yeah, then who knows? I might never be able to form a club. I would just like to.
Yeah, well, I will definitely be in this club as soon as you get it up and running. Or I can help if you would like to.
I'm not sure how, you know, I, you know, run the club, but most of the clubs around here have, you know, fees, so you need some kind of funds to keep the club on the ground and running. So, you know, yeah, there's going to be a lot of work to actually get a club going. You know, have to, I think, be registered by the FCC and, you know, have enough people, and that's why I was thinking of branching off another club, because that way they already have all that established, and that way they could help us out more.
That would definitely work as well, as starting our own, having another club that's kind of more experienced help us out.
You know, but maybe talking to some of the existing clubs, and maybe they hold like a separate meeting time for the youth to, you know, and then have people come into the club and maybe give some presentations and, you know, help us learn more electrical and maybe some digital communications, HF communications. But my problem is we have to find a club that would be...
I think most clubs would be happy to teach youth about, radio. So, I mean, not very many kids would be interested in this, though.
Yeah, a bit of kids would be interested in it if they had the opportunity to know what it was, because, you know, I never really knew what it was, and, you know, until my dad bought a little Bofang and I started listening. That's when I was introduced to the hobby, and other than that, you know, I maybe heard it mentioned a few times and I didn't really know what it was.
My dad was the one that told me about it. I didn't really know anything about it, so... And as soon as he told me about it, I kind of got interested in it. And when I learned that you can get, like, different levels of life and talk even farther away, that's what really hooked me.
The only thing I knew was what was said over the air that I heard on the radio. When I first started, it all sounded like Latin to me when I first started reading the book. I didn't understand any of it. And then after a while, it started making sense. So, you know, I think the general might be easier because now that I have my license, I'll be able to, you know, if I have a question, I can get on the air and ask another operator, you know, what does this mean? Or, you know, now that I've been able to experience it, I kind of know what it's talking about.
Yeah, so like my dad said, it would be a lot easier, in studying for the technician, because now you know a lot of the fundamentals of amps, so then it's a lot easier now that you kind of know what you're doing.
But I'm also, you know, the general exam is just, you know, a little bit harder, so it still takes some studying, but at least I know what the, what megahertz is. You know, when I first started studying, I didn't even know what that was.
I knew very minimal stuff. Like, I knew, like, what hertz was and that kind of stuff. But, like, I knew nothing about dipoles and antennas. To be honest, I barely knew that there were so many different radios.
You know, a lot of radios out there, but, yeah, just, I'm excited to extend my license. When I first got my technician, I was like, I don't think I want to do my general, you know. But then after I got on the air and a few people on the air told me, you need to get your general. So I said, I really do want to get my general, and I want to go all the way to extra.
I may try for my extra. It's just extra seems a little, like, because it's, well, it gets harder, but like my dad said, the extra is super difficult because it tells you a little bit about it and the technician in general, and but then it just goes super far in depth, is what he said.
And I heard one guy say that I think the general he thought was harder than the extra, but mostly everybody that I talked to says that the extra is the hardest.
I've heard that too, and like my dad, he said that he thought the general was super easy since he already knew most of the stuff from the technician.
You know, I would like to start. I would strike for my general soon. Just, you know, I need to get the book, and they recommend that you study for your start for my general like right after you took the technician. And test that way, you know, you don't forget the stuff, because I heard that like half of the questions on a general are like the same as the technician questions. So so there's a lot of repeats of questions.
Kind of heard the same stuff like you heard.
Well, Hunter, I have to sign off here because there's a drink waiting for me downstairs, so I'll have to say 73s and KO4ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Talking to you, and hopefully talk to me either tonight. Quick question before you go. Are you going to be in the net tonight?
Probably no, not. Because we're going skiing tomorrow, so I won't be on the air at all tomorrow. So, we have to leave at, like, 5 in the morning to be able to make it to the slope in time. Because we're going with the school, and they have a designated time that they're going to be there. So, yeah, probably won't make it onto the net.
Nice talking to you, and 73 is KO4 UWO.
4 ULP, clear.